Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Lieber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting sixth. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Melton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Cliff Melton. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon strikes out. There goes Hack. The throw from Danning to second, and Hack is out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel bunts for an out with unknown description. Rucker moves to second. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a fly ball into left field. Novikoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber takes first base on ball four. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lieber moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Lieber moves to third. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rucker. Passo reaches second base with a double. Lieber scores. Stringer moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lieber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive towards short. Sturgeon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rucker moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-1 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeffing moves to second. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to second. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Whitehead moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. D'Alessandro moves to second. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 2 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber now playing left field. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Skeffing settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Skeffing. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Skeffing hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-2 in the game. Danning hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sturgeon strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rucker strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Augie Gallen now playing left field. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to second. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sturgeon. Ott moves to third. Danning moves to second. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore is walked intentionally. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stringer strikes out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Passo hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Cliff Melton. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day strikes out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rucker hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Bartel moves to second. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.